Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hi everyone! Hello, hello! I'm so excited! Let's start with the architecture of our fractal. So I talk about ourselves as a fractal. You know, so like I'm a fractal, you are a fractal. We all are fractals. And then you can go from fractals that are smaller. So a fractal could be my heart, a fractal could be my adrenal system, a fractal could be my atom, you know, fractal microcosm, and then fractal microcosm. So humanity, the earth is also a fractal, or galaxy is a fractal, and so on. So for today, we talk about a fractal about ourselves. So at the center point of our fractal, it's our heart center. And our heart center, I'm trying to make it and it's like not centered at all. So this is a fractal and at the center is the heart. And so our heart has the capacity to create space for everything that happens in our human, all reaction. So you can have very strong reaction of anger, very strong reactions of sadness, of depression, of frustration. You can have shame, guilt, regret, judgment. You can have all of this. Because you know what? That's happening, right? It's like a fact. We all feel that. And most likely, we will keep on feeling that. No matter the amount of work that we do, every now and then, if not often, that comes in. And there is no judgment to have about that. This is part of the human experience, experiencing evolution through contrast. This feels unpleasant. So what do I need to do to feel better? So the heart space has the capacity to open up, to be able to heal and to say, you are welcome. You are welcome no matter what you feel. No matter how ashamed, how dark you think you are, no matter how much resistances you have into looking into the shadows, looking into your subconscious, I am here for you and I create the space needed for everything to come up to the surface. So everything can be brought into the light. Eventually, this is the work that we are here to be doing. To bring things from the shadows, from the subconscious into the light. So why is this so important? Because if we don't do that, we feel these murky waters inside of ourselves. We feel pain. This pain can show up physically, emotionally, or mentally. This pain becomes so present that it's like a companion that is always there. And this pain, we just don't know how to live without it anymore because it has become a part of who we are. And this pain is so normalized that we think that this is who we are. For example, my past self, a couple of years ago, was really connected to the identity of being a broke single mom, always struggling with money. And that created pain. I could never buy my daughters a new book. They're both bookworms. We could never go to a bookshop and buy them a new book. It always had to come from the library. I could not afford a freaking book. And that I used to cry at night because of that. And I still feel emotional as this past self was there a couple of years ago only. I was living in a house that I was proud to be able to afford because so many people could not even afford a house back then, but the house was moldy. I had like literally mildew growing on the walls, on the curtains. We were constantly cold in the winter, no matter the amount of heating we put, constantly cold. So I was feeling so guilty and ashamed for not being able to provide decent accommodation for my daughters. And that pain was eating me inside. I thought I was a failure. Yet, I was already channeling. I was already, I had a yoga studio. I was doing the work, guys, you know? It's not like I was not doing anything. I was doing the work. I was already on the path. I've kind of always been on the path, you know, trying all the things. Only I was really stuck into that identity. And for a long time, I just did not know how to shift from that identity, because that identity was everything that I had already always known. I was reproducing my mother's situation, broke single mom, trying always to, you know, give us the best life possible, which she did, you know, bless her soul. But I always saw everyone, you know, around me struggling. So I was just kind of like, it's normal. All the facts were there. And when I listened to Abraham Hicks and when I listened to the people, I was sometimes angry. I was like, but you don't understand my situation, you know? Until I realized that I no longer wanted to have that identity. I felt like that identity needs to go away. Am I really going to perpetuate it, to continue being so attached to that identity? And I started doing a lot of inner work into releasing that identity, into shifting that identity. I learned more and more about quantum leaping, and I did not really know how I could do that. Only I knew that I needed to destroy everything that no longer served me, burn it down to the ground. I've worked with the Phoenix frequency for a very long time because my name, Sandrine, means the rebirth of the ashes. So the Phoenix energy. But only for a long time, I would literally burn myself down just like that, poof, after just having to rebuild myself through a lot of pain and chaos. All of that was created in a lot of these destructive cycles. But more and more, I learned how to befriend that energy of, let's let go of the old, destroy the old, like burn it down so it is no longer there. So then I can recalibrate, observe the space created to reinvent myself, to reinvent who I am here to be. And in those moments, I started connecting more and more with my future self. And now I start to look more as my future self that I used to see back then. Not the future self that I perceive is yet another version, but I can connect so easily with my future self now. And being able to do that makes such a big difference, because we need to be able to open up our consciousness so much that we don't only see what is here, what is present here, the toxic attachment that we have. So I would love to invite you now for a moment to simply take a few breaths as we're going to do an exercise. Take a couple of breaths. And for me personally, the way I like to breathe when I just take a few breaths to kind of center myself is like I inhale, I stop, and then I inhale again, and I pause. I feel my crown chakra. And then I exhale. So you can inhale, inhale, and then exhale. And again, inhale, inhale, pause, focus on your crown chakra, and exhale. And now I would love to invite you to simply tune into your heart and ask your heart to show you, what am I attached to, really attached to in terms of my identity? Is this the identity of being a mother, the identity of being continuously broke, struggling? Is it the identity of having pains and aches and illnesses in my body? What is the identity that I choose to express to the world? Like, this is me, this is what's continuously happening to me. What is the story that you say about your life, about yourself? And ask your heart to show you the way to honesty, integrity, as it is part of the work during this challenge, being really honest with yourself. And if some of you want to share that, you know, in the comments, you're welcome to do so. It is as you like. And say, my identity is like, for example, my identity was being broke single mom, always struggling, never receiving help. And to this day now, I am still sometimes, in total honesty, going into the story of I am all alone. I don't have any more parents. I have zero family members helping me. I have amazing friends, but, you know, they are friends. So basically, I'm completely on my own. I don't have any partners. And so if I allow my human to go into the shadow of this identity, it's like, oh, I'm a victim, you know, I'm all alone, which is actually not true, because I have experienced so often the kindness, the generosity, the compassion of my friends, but also of my ex-husband. We get along quite well. We don't have deep conversations, but if there is something that happens, I can go to him and he will help in his ways, you know? So I've been proven wrong very often into this identity. So ask your heart to be really honest right now. So why are we attached to these toxic patterns? Why do we keep attracting more of that? I would love to ask you to simply type yes in the comments if it's a belief system that you share, as I have this belief system myself, that my vibe attracts my reality. So basically my vibe, my frequency, my desires, it attracts my reality. It's not like it happens instantly like that, but generally speaking, there is this understanding that a lot of us have now that my vibes attract my tribe and so on. So we know that what we vibrate, we attract. And then we wonder, like, I do all the work, I'm a nice person, you know, I'm kind and all the things. So why do I keep attracting these problems, these challenges in my life? It's kind of like, doesn't really make sense. We all have this understanding that our vibe that attract our tribe attracts our reality. How do we reconcile that with we do everything that's necessary to be a good person and we still keep attracting the contrast, the pain, the identities that we no longer want to express and embody? This comes from all the taboo, all the shadows that are still present within us and that are still speaking. So even if it's not present in our conscious mind, and especially if it's not present in our conscious mind, those voices, this energy, those vibrational points are still emitting signals, frequencies. So we don't like, for example, being a lone wolf or a broke person or someone that always faces rejections in love, abandonment, and so on. And so we know that consciously, but then what is really the root of us perpetuating that? And here it is very important to realize that something inside of ourselves is getting something out of it. And this is what is unpleasant to realize. And here we are extracting a lot from the unknown, from the subconscious. Because what we keep on perpetuating, what keeps on happening in our lives, it means that we get something out of it. It means it brings a certain dose of being turned on by that pain, enjoying that pain. And that's very sadistic. That's so taboo. That's so like, we should never enjoy pain. We should never even think that it is possible to enjoy pain. So what are you saying, Sandrine? I am sharing this with you because this is the quantum dynamic of attraction. There is something that we attract always. So if we keep on attracting things that are unpleasant, it's because there is a part of ourselves that actually wants it. It's like, bring this to me. It's giving me something. So when I started playing with these notions, and for example, I can relate as well to what Mark was saying, you know, I'm single and I face a lot of, it's not really rejection, it's more like never really meeting someone who wants the same thing as me, which is very different, you know, than really rejection. But it is, what does it, why am I enjoying meeting people? Why am I attracting people that are unavailable emotionally, or that just want polyamory? Like, no, thank you. Not my vibe. So I had to really go deep and realize that the same as what I had felt before, being constantly broke, is that my human self has this feeling of being turned on by that, because it places me as a victim. And so as a victim, I can feel sorry for myself. And so other people feel sorry for me. And people are like, oh, it's not fair. You know, why? You know, poor you. And so my human is kind of getting something out of it, which is like connection to other people, or it is connection to my family, because everyone is my family. Like a lot of people in my family struggle financially, so I belong to my family. So there's a connection. So I feel like, oh, you know, it feels good because I am part of something. And so it is important to be able to really be honest with the toxic attachment that we have. So we have expressed that already, like it's toxic attachment to a pattern that is like love and hate relationship with an aspect of ourselves. And then the second step that I would love for you to dive into now is that, what does it actually bring me? What am I gaining from this? Because when I was a broke single mom, what I was receiving was receiving help from the government, and sometimes, and my ex-husband, and sometimes friends, they knew like when we would be going out, everybody was paying me things. So I was in the center of attention. You know, it's like, oh, let's help out Sandrine. I was like, oh, thank you so much. I was always in gratitude, you know, and cooking for everyone to show my gratitude and so on. But it was kind of like, I found a certain pleasure in that. So what are you gaining from your toxic attachment? Take a moment to really tune in and again, be very honest with yourself. What turns you on by being like that? What do you gain from it? Because when we do that, we want to really work with the body. So the body is going to have a reaction. And the reaction is this, I don't know what's the word, but it's like loving something that is gross and disgusting. It's a little bit like if someone has, you know, like a big burn or like a big scar, or we have like a broken bone or something, it's like, oh, we don't want to look at it, but at the same time, it's fascinating. We really want to look. It's like if you drive on the motorway and there is a massive car crash that happened before, like a part of you really wants to slow down and know all the gruesome details, and another part of you is like, oh my God, poor people, like I shouldn't want to. I'm not someone like that, but it's kind of like this really inappropriate desire to know how tragic the thing was. And when, for example, I heard recently, as I went to netball, one of my youngest daughter loves netball. And as I was there, I was chatting with the mom, and the moms, and one of them was sharing that she recently had to go, to help her friend, because her friend's husband had been diagnosed with really weird tongue cancer, and it all happened very fast, and he had to have like a huge chunk of his tongue removed. And as I was listening to that story, you know, knowing what I know, doing the work that I do, I could feel a part of my human going like, oh, this is so cool and so horrible at the same time. As a human being, I am multidimensional, I am multifaceted, so I can both feel compassion and empathy for that person, as well as grossed out with the experience, as well as like, oh my God, I'm loving hearing this story. I love hearing this story because, oh, it would be horrible if it would happen to me. So I'm really grateful to hear this because it gives me this feeling of, oh, I'm so healthy right now. So all of a sudden, my own health problems are really reduced to something much smaller because I heard that horrible story of a man about my age who had that and like half of his tongue chucked out. So we are sharing this with you because it is important to realize, sorry, that when you start doing the work, you open up your heart so much that you witness your human having many different emotional, mental, and physical reactions within the space of a few seconds or minutes around one experience. And so it becomes way easier to extract toxic attachment, toxicity, this being stuck into an identity that does not serve ourselves, because therefore we do not really cling on to feeling ashamed or guilty for feeling this way anymore, because we know that we are multidimensional, we know that we are multifaceted, and therefore it is okay to feel all the things. All humans feel that. So I would love to know if you feel that bringing this, all of these subconscious attachments, which are taboos, can feel like a liberation. Do you feel that it could be liberating to actually bring that up to the surface? And to bring that up to the surface is to do the work on asking, why do I feel this? Why is it coming up in my field over and over again? What is turning me on in this? What am I getting from this situation? How freeing could this be? Let's take a moment to breathe. I just wanted to take you through a little release journey now that we have brought everything up to the surface. And of course, as you know, you're invited as well to continue doing this process, because once you understand this, you can keep on digging for more information. And it is important to speak it out loud or to write it, because being able to write or speak it out loud creates this connection with your heart and soul. So a lot is going to come out that you were not aware of. This is why so many, you know, like teachers and mentors and so on recommend journaling, recommend writing it down. And you can write, you know, you can write down my attachment to this toxic pattern, and you write it down. This is, you know, the identity I have created. This is who I think I am. It's been going on for so long, and I know that it's kind of a fact, but I also want to know why I attract this. What am I gaining from this? What is the love and hate relationship with this pain? And you write and you write and you write until you cannot write any longer because your wrist hurts. And then once you have written all of that, I want you to read it out loud. When I do that, sometimes I cry because this is so freaking sad. It is so sad to even think that my human can think of herself this way. And I'm like, oh my God. And this is like really a huge slap in my face. And I look at that and I feel pride. I want you to feel proud of yourself for being courageous. Courageous to really witness yourself bringing this up to the surface. It's not for everyone. If you are here, you're totally capable of being that courageous. But when you see all of that, you can also see the wounded inner child that is present. Maybe you can perceive your parents, your ancestors that have been in those patterns, maybe that are still in those patterns, and how you reproduce that, because this is how we learn to live. You know, we recreate the patterns of our ancestors very often. Maybe there are hidden parts of ourselves coming from past lives that are also coming up to the surface through this work. So allow yourself to feel the emotions. Opening up your heart, you will feel the emotions, which can be the pain, the shame, the guilt, but also the, like, we are bewildered. My accent might not be great on this word, but bewildered. We're like, it's like stunned, shocked, by the depth of our self-hatred, the depth of our self-judgment on how harsh we are on ourselves. And may you use that as really the healthy love and light slap in the face that you need to not do it any longer. And when that pattern comes up for you, when you feel that your human wants to speak that reality to existence, this is who I am, it's like, whoa, let's go like wild on that tangent. As I have explained before, exaggerate until it's so ridiculous. I cannot say anything any longer. I feel exhausted by the process, which is always a good sign, because when there is exhaustion, it shows that a lot has come up to the surface to be healed and alchemized. Then we breathe. Then we come back into our heart and we say, what's the narrative? What's my narrative? What are my true heart desires? And so for today, after the session today, I would love to invite you to practice what we have talked about. Take a moment later today, tonight, or tomorrow morning to write down or speak out loud the way we have shared. Find pain, the attachment, the love and hate relationship around that. Amplify it until it becomes widely ridiculous so you can have a good laugh at it. And please allow yourself to feel the emotion. Sometimes, you know what they say, it's like it's important that you can laugh and cry at the same time. I don't know if you have experienced that, but I experience that a lot when I do this process. I cry and I laugh. And it's like, what am I? What am I feeling? I feel both ecstatic and also really in pain right now, really sad for witnessing how harsh I am, how harsh I have been with my human. Allow yourself to feel all of the emotions. Express the emotions. Write them down, express them out loud, feel them. You can give your human a big hug, you know, like touch your body like this, you know, like your heart is like my wings, you know, like we all have wings. Feel your wings wrapped around your human. Take a blanket if it helps and just place your arms like this and feel like, I've got me. It's okay. It's okay to feel this way. And in the future, in the next following days, weeks, and months, every time the intensity of the attachment to suffering, the attachment to toxic patterns in your life arises, do the work again, because we all know that there's always like an iceberg lurking somewhere. So it's coming out. Let's keep bringing it out until we feel that really there is a physical release, which we do very fast doing these techniques today. The trilogy of the Golden Phoenix starting in October. In that trilogy, we will do the deep inner work of reinventing ourselves to be able to anchor ourselves into the new reality that we are quantum leaping into. And of course, everyone will be able to join this deeply transformative trilogy that will happen over 3 sessions, supported with high degrees, Facebook group, light language transmission, meditation, light language that I have written, all the things. It's like extremely potent. Keep shining bright. Lots of love. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.